You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's education system is failing the students who need the most support. That's according to a seminal report, which is suggesting that too often the system is entrenching rather than reducing educational disadvantage. The report's brought to light large parts in educational opportunity from early childhood through to adulthood, with Indigenous children, children from low socioeconomic backgrounds, and children in very remote areas at least twice as likely as their peers to have a developmental vulnerability. Too often, these gaps grow as students get older, with students not receiving the support they need to catch up to their peers. But one man is trying to narrow those gaps. Blake Cansdale grew up on Darkinjung land on the central coast of New South Wales. Today, he's the Chief Operations Officer of Tramby College, which is a place that aims to improve learning for Indigenous Australians. Mr. Cansdale says that growing up, his parents had to make a lot of sacrifices to support him and the family. And for him, that was when he realised he wanted to pursue tertiary education.
They didn't advance a great deal in their careers, so they really had to make a lot of sacrifices to make enough money to support the family and ensure my sister and I had, you know, the opportunity to perhaps do things that they didn't do themselves. And that was my first point realising that I wanted to go to university and pursue an education that meant I didn't have those same challenges that I faced growing up with my family, because it certainly had a negative impact on my family, my mum and dad both having to work so hard to pay the bills.
While Mr. Cansdale was able to break the cycle in his family and get an education, the study by the Mitchell Institute has revealed that one in three children are still being left behind. The Mitchell Institute's Deputy Lead of Education Policy, Sergio Macklin, says despite pockets of excellence, the report shows that the education system is mired in inequality.
The evidence suggests too often we're failing to reduce existing educational disadvantage and support young people to develop the critical skills they'll need in their adult years. This limits young people's opportunities and employment choices in adulthood, and it's also a key driver of poorer health outcomes. There's also clear analysis showing that it costs our governments billions of dollars, and I think it's putting a handbrake on our efforts to recover from the COVID recession.
The study tracked 300,000 children from school entry to adulthood. Nationally, 15% of 24-year-olds are not engaged in any employment, education or training. This increases to 32.3% among young adults from the most socioeconomically disadvantaged backgrounds and 45% among Indigenous young people. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic threatens to exacerbate those inequalities even further, and there's no quick fix. The Smith family's Antoine Leschen says more needs to be done to wipe out disadvantage.
You can't change a child's life with one intervention, one program lasting a week, a term, or even a year. The cycle of disadvantage is wicked and deeply entrenched. So this could well take a generation to walk beside children from the beginning of their schooling right through to their graduation.
As charities like the Smith family and Indigenous communities are calling for substantial reform, Tramby College has just launched its first ever online course, the Diploma of Applied Aboriginal Studies, which is available to Indigenous people all around Australia. Mr. Cansdale says COVID-19 has been a significant challenge, but he's incredibly proud of the program's reach so far.
We currently have an amazing cohort of students engaged in that program, and I'm particularly proud to say it wasn't just a slapstick effort where we really urgently pulled together materials, threw them online. We actually thought about how to develop an engaging, still culturally responsive online course that would resonate with mob around Australia, and I think it's really actually opened up huge opportunities. The scale at which you can provide education in an online format to people around Australia does create greater access for those in remote and regional areas.
Mr. Cansdale hopes his students will leave the program with the confidence and the skills to create change. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.